Just a quick reminder, if you've been trying links that I've mentioned on any of these recent episodes of the show and they don't work, technology changes and some of the things we offer change. So what we've decided to do is put everything that's current over at photobizhelp.com/links. And anything that isn't current probably won't work. So if you're having trouble with a link that doesn't work, that's probably why. Head on over to photobizhelp.com/links. Or if you're following along at photobizhelp on Instagram, it's the link in the bio. This is the Photo Business Help Podcast, a resource for photographers of all levels, from brand new to burnt out, who believe that business growth starts with personal growth. I'm your host, Natalie Jennings. I created Jennings Photo back in 2010 and have been happily full-time since, but not without some mistakes along the way. Those lessons, plus what's really helped me thrive financially and personally, are what I want to share with you so you can grow with your photo business too. You'll also hear stories from other photographers and industry folks, as well as my favorite ways to be more mindful and happier on this journey. Hi, I am jumping in here to let you know that this week's episodes are replays of shows that were wildly popular in the past and have some really great information for you. Before we dive into today's episode, here are a few words from folks that support Photo Business Help. I have a really great deal for you. This is super limited time. So if you are stuck on your SEO journey and you want to just improve your SEO, but in a simplified way, then Connor Wahlberg has a great opportunity for you. And he has a special opportunity for folks coming directly from this show. So let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a simple SEO membership. So all things simple when it comes to SEO. That's sort of like the core approach here, is that you don't want to have to figure out a bunch of complicated things when it comes to something like SEO. So with the membership, you'll just learn how to show up on Google for the right people and get more traffic headed to your site. You get instant access to the Simple SEO course, which is bite-sized video trainings to help you get your site fully optimized and ranking better, live monthly trainings and SEO Q&A calls. You get your questions answered, know what to do, and then when to do it, and just do it. So it's very simple. This is step-by-step for you. It's $30 a month, and you get a free 10-minute recorded site audit for all new members that come directly from Photo Business Help. All you have to do is let Connor know that you came from here, and you'll get that free audit of your site, so you'll know exactly where to start. So head on over to connorwahlberg.com/simple-seo-membership. We also have it linked in the show notes, but just in case, connorwahlberg.com/simple-seo-membership. Get started this new year on the right foot and learn a really simple system for boosting your SEO and your traffic. Where are you in the world?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you're very close to me then. I'm in Minneapolis.
Did I know this? I might have not known this. I love that.
So you're indoors. Yay. As well right now.
I'm driving to Kentucky for the holidays, and like apparently, what is it, this weekend is supposed to be like a nightmare with weather?
Yeah, well, up here it's supposed to be in the minus zero range, which is
right
unusual actually for the holiday time. It's usually a little warmer. Thanks for doing this. This is good.
I'm excited.
One of the things that you say on your website is that social media is a tool. Right? Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I think, especially as photographers, the visual aspect of our business, I hear a lot of folks really struggling with it. You know, it's not taking off, or they don't know what to say, or they don't know what to post. What are your thoughts on how social media and photography kind of intersect?
Ooh, this is so juicy. So yes to it being a tool, right? It's not a magical customer machine that's just going to bring you all the right people from the sky. Unless your content is like super above and beyond earth shattering. Now I'm thinking of another friend. She had like 300,000 people doing like crazy Photoshop stuff on Instagram, but like not every person is going to be dramatically wild and everywhere. So one of the things I guide my people on, especially, I know you got newer people on here, but newer people that have a network of people that want to buy their services, those are the people who are going to win with my nuggets. And a lot of times social media is like, oh, I should hope somebody's going to find me on Instagram. No, it's like, if you have 20 people that have been your clients in the last few years that have paid you money to do what you do. They have friends that can also hire you. They might even want to rehire you. And I ask people, how are you staying in touch with the people who are buying your services? How are you staying in touch? And in every industry, people are like, well, I mean, I could be a little better at it. And they look at me like guilty. And I'm like, that's the first thing you should be doing. How do you make sure the people who love and adore you, who can be your mouthpieces, are thinking about you on a regular basis in a way that they love and enjoy, that they get benefit from, that is easy for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Yeah.
So that's the biggest piece of how to use social media as a tool, is that if maybe, even if you don't have a bajillion followers, if 20 of your followers are people that love and adore you, and they see the reminders of why you're great, or you help educate them on what photography you do that can benefit their lives, that's going to get them to call you back and get them to tell their friends to call you back.
Yeah.
And it also helps the algorithms to get maybe strangers occasionally to call you back. But I'm like, why play the guessing game on social media when you can stuff the deck with people who are right for you? Or you can even find new people who are in your target demographic and make them follow you, because they're going to want to see you too.
Yeah.
So that's the simple way I can say use it as a tool.
Yeah. And I say this a lot on the show, particularly to my audience. I mean, most folks starting lifestyle photo businesses like weddings, families, that kind of stuff are not growing out big studios. They're not trying to hire a bunch of photographers. Some people are, but majority are not. And you're only one person. So if you have 100 followers on a platform and 100 of those followers, like all of them want to hire you, that's a busy year. We talk about this a lot, but I'm just driving the point home that the big numbers don't necessarily matter when you're a single person in a service-based industry. You're not trying to sell like high volume.
Mm-hmm. It's the quality of the people who follow you.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things people look at me, so I love LinkedIn, and I know photography, I know Instagram's important, but like for me, my network on LinkedIn, my like 1,500, 2,000 people, like those are all people that know me, that have a connection with me. When they see Shiley pop up on their LinkedIn, they're like, oh, I know her. She's cool. Wait, what does she have to say? Oh, I'm more willing to look at her stuff because I'm connected to her, right? And it's an engine to help maintain that relationship because, you know, Natalie, I get to talk to you on the phone today, but not every client you or your audience has is going to see you on a regular basis. How are they going to remember you? How are, you know, I always talk about like the, when you bump into someone that you haven't seen in a while at the grocery store and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, Joe Schmo, I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, wait, I was just thinking about you. Like, that's what you're creating every moment on social media. And if you can do that roughly every other week for them, whether they read your content or not, it keeps you in their orbit because maybe they need a photographer in 6 months. But if they haven't seen you in 6 months and don't think about you in 6 months, they don't remember that you're an option. So that's what my work really helps people do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, okay, we're talking to Shiley. Let's do the elevator pitch also on kind of what you do for folks so that they have a better idea. We were going to get to that, but let's do it now.
Oh no, I'm in for it. So it's yoursocialmediasherpa.com. I help you be unforgettable to your network. And I say I do it within 100 days. So my world is literally doing what we're doing here. Like I talk to my clients and I guide them on how to understand how social media relates to what they already know in their business. So a couple of my photography clients were in their 30s and 40s. One of the guys maybe was in his 50s. And a lot of times they know like the referral-based model. That's like old school, how business worked. It's like, oh, I know you. You should go over there. You should hire this person. They don't tap into that network online. They don't understand how they all connect. They're like, oh, I should post that. You should buy my photography session. I post here. Do buy me, buy this, buy that. But it's really the relationship that has worked in business for the last thousands of bajillions of years. So that's one of the things that I can help bridge the gap for people, because when you understand how your efforts on social media relate to like your business, of course you're going to invest time in it. It's not going to be as much of a slog. So I take 3 months to get people to where they need to be in a way where they're doing content that they don't hate. They don't feel like, oh, it's so much work, it's not worth it. I make it so that it's enjoyable. I adapt it to like their skill set. So in this case, photography, that's the skill that you probably want to highlight. For some of my clients, it's writing. For me, it's video and talking like on podcasts. Hey, so with amazing hosts.
I'm totally curious how you found LinkedIn could be a good platform for photographers, because most photographers kind of are freaked out by LinkedIn or don't even use it. Some might a little bit, but I mean, Instagram is made for photographers. So I know most photographers are there and they're moving to TikTok, whatever. But how could a photographer utilize LinkedIn, maybe like one or two ways that would be really helpful for them?
Ooh, interesting. So the same concept. Add the right people to your network on LinkedIn. So if you have your past clients, add them. But the other thing, I'll give you this. The first photography client I had, who was one of my early customers in my business, which was awesome. So thank you to this guy. He was doing corporate photography, which might be a little bit different than your audience here, but he had all of his people on his list already on his LinkedIn, but he wasn't posting anything. So the simplest thing you can do, because somebody might be like, oh, what does Natalie do? Let me look her up on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And if your profile doesn't really educate people, kind of like a mini website, that's a missed opportunity, right? They might be like, who is this person? What's their deal? Mm-hmm. So it's making sure that when someone stalks you on the internet, that there's information that just makes you seem like the hero photographer that they need. That's a starting point.
Yeah, really nice profile. And I don't want to gloss over the first thing you mentioned. So I'm just thinking about my client base over the years. And they'll be in my 13th year.
Wow.
Doing this. And as far as photography goes, but I have clients that are in all sorts of careers, right? So that idea that you said super quick, but I want to like make sure people heard it, is hook up with your clients, you know, just because they're like a doctor or a corporate CEO or whatever they're doing doesn't mean that that isn't a useful connection for you. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily connecting for maybe the same reasons they are on LinkedIn, but again, to keep yourself in front of them, you know?
Exactly. The other thing too, is that if you do post on there and they see it and they want to shout you out, if they engage with your content, it boosts it out to their network too.
Yeah.
The algorithms, and I don't want people to get sucked into the algorithms because it's a nightmare. You don't get too sucked in, but there is a lot of chances for new people to see you. The other best part, and I know photography is an exploited industry, a lot of just take my photos for free and like the amount of net worth that every individual on average has on LinkedIn is way, way, way higher than Instagram.
That's interesting.
I'm like, yeah, I would love a premium demographic. Sure.
Yeah.
So, and you might be able to reuse some of the same ideas that you do from Instagram. It doesn't have to be completely isolated. Yes, you want to adapt to the platform, but there's some benefits there for sure.
Yeah, it's a great way to like meet people where they are, because if, for example, the CEO of X company has a couple of kiddos and you're a family photographer, that person might be using LinkedIn for their work, their business, but you're meeting them where they are. Just because they're not coming to LinkedIn to see cute photos of families and seek out a family photographer doesn't mean it wouldn't work that way. It wouldn't be a useful place to be.
100%. You're going to the bar where all the right clients are hanging out, and you're going to having a drink where they are.
Yeah.
You're totally spot on that. That's a huge opportunity. But also too, here's the other big thing that I want to see more in photography. And the other photography client I had, he was like, oh, I want to make more on the family photos. And I think I heard you say in an episode, I think that's where there's a lot of cash. So he's like, oh, if I can get a few of these a month, that'd be great. But every single one of his email marketings to his past clients was like, buy my photo, buy my headshot, buy my, you know, photo shoot, buy my mini session, buy my this every time. And I was like, stop it. Like, that's like, fine. Like, you have to sell yourself. Fine. But like, tell me more about what this is going to do for me. So one of his emails, and I always do like a review of every email, a lot of their websites, social media profiles of every client I take on. And I looked at one of his emails and it was like, maybe it was a holiday one. And it was like 20 different images of like clients that he's had and their stories behind every photo. One of them was like 5 generations. And now that they've captured this memory, or here's a couple celebrating their 10th anniversary, or here's all the grandkids together. And like here's a queer couple that's like, you know, having, you know, 15 year anniversary shoot or something cute. And I was like, and every single one was like a story, right? And it was like, what impact did each of these photos have for these couples? And I was like, this is a fantastic email, but you could have sent 20 emails instead of just this one email with all this gold.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure, since not everyone reads everything, if you have done something like that where you have a massive email, you can pick it apart and republish stuff. That's something I always say. Like,
we yes,
that everyone's watching everything we're doing. Like,
no,
they're not.
They're not. And they need a reminder.
Yeah. But I think that idea of selling with story is really important, because as I was listening to you, I was like picturing getting the email where someone's like, this is for sale, and this is for sale, and this is for sale. And it made me tired just listening to it and bored. And then when you think about selling with story and these fun family stories or whatever stories, mm-hmm, people can put themselves in that. You know, they can go, oh, yeah, that's me. I just got yes, married, but we had a elopement and we just didn't really get any photos. And oh, look at this cute couple. Eh, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. like, they're not photographers. They're not experts in why this industry matters so much. Heck, I'm not an expert. Like, I'm aesthetically challenged. Like, don't, like, my, one of my photographers, like, insulted all the photos on my website, and they're not great. So it's fine. But, like, you know, explanations of, like, what this actually does for you and the impact it has is great, because I'm ignorant on some of that stuff, right? So if you're, like, a wedding photographer, right? Why should you not get a cheap photographer? What are the things that they usually miss? Or do you offer, you know, instant 20 photos like the next day so you can post it on social media, right? Like, are there explanations of the value you get for whatever premium service that you offer, right? Why are costs the way that they are? You don't have to explain your pricing. I think I heard you say that in another episode, but like, how do people price in the industry and what can you expect at different tiers? Like, if somebody explained that, I would know a lot more how to hire the right person for me. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's that communicating your value piece.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be as scary. Like, it's like, what would you say to like a client after a photo shoot, or how would you have a phone call with them? Like, what information are they asking for? Make that available, because somebody else didn't get the chance to ask you that question. And I'm going to shout out, I told you there's gonna be some compliments to you on this. I listened to some of the episodes, and you had this like series, right, where you're answering questions from your audience.
Yes. Phototherapy.
Oh, that's what it's called. I was like, there was a name to it. Yes. And I was like, great. Like, you're taking the questions that individuals have had and you're putting it out as answers, because somebody else listening to this probably also had the same question but didn't have the guts to ask. And a lot of what I want to guide my people on is just letting people have that experience with you at scale, because you can't talk to every prospect on the phone for 10 hours. Granted, I'm assuming photographers don't even like that part that much, but at least I don't always love that part that much. But like, you can have those conversations happen without you being there, whether it's on your LinkedIn profile, whether it's a really good bio on your Instagram, whether it's your website that explains the different kinds of services and the benefits to each one, and examples and stories, right? You're letting them get a taste of you without you having to be there. And that's the magic of the internet.
Yeah, it's that why piece that is sometimes overlooked. Like, why? There's something that I offer called story sessions in my photo business. And I talk about why that's valuable. And I have an example from a family from 10 years ago and how they, you know, this was priceless. And this is why everyone should do this and blah, 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 blah. So I think, or blog posts about why it's important to get photos with your older relatives, or why this, why that. And I think, thinking back to how we started this conversation, and you're like, people post hoping they're like a magnet and people will just come, but you have to communicate what you're all about. And when you're in your own head as a business owner, you know what you're all about, but nobody else really does. They might love your photos, but they don't really understand anything else.
No, they don't understand the heart and soul behind it. They don't understand, like, you know, easy thing you could post. Why did you get into photography? What is the unique lens of your photography, right? Uh-huh. The simple trick I'll say to everybody listening to this, and I say this to every industry, every client, this is a simple, you can start it as simple or as more complicated as possible. Open up a Google Doc, maybe it's a piece of paper, whatever your media is, and just brain dump everything that every lead has ever asked you, every DM you ever got. What are the questions that they're having? Just write them all down, because that's the stuff that can feed your content over and over again. That's the easiest trick I can say, because you can turn that into emails, posts, maybe photographs, all that stuff.
Yes.
Right? It's easy, right?
And I wanted, before you list your other thing, I want to just, for my audience, point out, for example, I've done that with my mini session page. So on jennings.photo/minis, there's like, just what are minis?
Yes!
Who are they for? And then I added some FAQs. There's only like 4 or 5 questions there, but they're things that kept coming up and kept coming up. Mm-hmm. And like you said, which I've reused in social, where it's like, what is a mini session? Blah, 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 blah. Like, taking all that stuff to Instagram or whatever is
huge,
is great. But now I can confidently send people that page, and I know it's answering probably 90% of the questions I get asked about minis. And I think that's so valuable. Audrey and I have talked about that in phototherapy. I don't know if we've recorded it, but we've definitely talked about it before we've hit the record button, where we're like, we should just brain dump everything we get asked, because it's a lot, you know? And
yes,
some of it we've covered and some of it we haven't. Sorry to, I want to hear your other piece.
No, that's actually really relevant. Look, you speak photography. I speak social media and not as much photography. So like, when we can bridge our worlds, that's jackpot for content, right? I will ditto all that you said. Even mini sessions, like, right? Like, maybe this is an FAQ for anybody listening to this. If you offer mini sessions, I keep getting those ads from like that big corporate version of mini sessions all the time. Why should I go with a, you know, hometown photographer, not this big corporation that's, I'm assuming, underpaying photographers for that service? That's my guess, right?
I would probably guess the same. I'm so not familiar with a lot of that stuff. It might be a good way to get experience, but I don't think it's like a long-term sustainable option for photographers. Anyway, I'm totally ignorant to most of it.
That's so good. You shouldn't, you don't even know about it. They come up on ads like, here, get all your photos in 30 minutes for free. And I'm like, how does that work? So explain it, right? Explain why you should go with somebody who's a smaller business than somebody who's probably exploiting photographers. I don't know. Like, that might be a piece of content for somebody. The other thing, and this is the thing that I think people don't always connect with social media. Like, there's a group of like consultants that I coach. I've had hundreds of them in this batch from one of my clients, and they're thinking to themselves, well, they're always like, what do I post? What do I say? Or they're like, oh, wait, what are the posts that actually make me money? And they're thinking so much about like, oh, what worked in this post that made somebody reach out? And it's not as much about like this one post being like a cash out post. It's about like humanness, right? Like, the more I see your content before I went on this podcast and researched you, the more I got to know you, right? And your leads are going to, they have a whole batch of stuff that they can look at, but it's every time that they see you pop up in their inbox, whether they read your email or not, they see your name pop up. And that keeps you in the back of their head. Like, I ask my clients, I'm like, do you read my emails that I send every other week with easy social media tips? And they're like, well, Shiley, I'm sorry, I don't read all of them. And I'm like, the magic isn't in reading all of them. The magic is that they think of me on a regular basis. That means that when someone does come up, my past clients can be like, Shiley, go call her, she's great. And I'm like, thank you. Ego boost. But that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm glad that you brought that up, though, because if you think about how you personally buy things, if I think about how I buy things, I'm like, sometimes it's someone that pops into my inbox for a year, and then I'm like, then they have a great subject line, and I'm like, click, you know, and it's just, it works out. So you, again, if people aren't necessarily reading your emails, it doesn't mean the consistency isn't working. I think that's a wonderful point to bring up.
It's a relationship. It's a relationship that you're building over time, right? Is it? It's not just this one post that blew their mind. They saw seven other posts that blew their mind, right? Like, I love when people, like, my business is like people, and maybe this is photographers too, but like, people come to me, right? I also, it's anxiety around, oh, I don't reach out to people. I'm not a cold outreach person, but like, when they see my content, somebody in my list is going to say, hey, Shiley, I've been seeing your stuff for a while. Let me hire you for something. And I'm like, oh, thank you. This is great. So,
yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about what you do. And, you know, you mentioned you aim to do it in 100 days and all that kind of stuff. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some things that you see people doing other than not explaining their value?
Yeah.
That just aren't working, or that people listening might be doing and they should just stop?
It's the lack of explanation. I think we dove into that. Lack of context, lack of direction.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's break context and direction down.
So, right. Like, there's photography. Oh, I take pictures. Done. Okay. But so what? Like, what makes your thing special? Nobody just wants any photographer.
Mm-hmm.
An x-ray photographer, I don't know if that counts as a photographer. It's not the same as a wedding photographer. That's not the same as a newborn photographer, right? They're all very, very different.
Yeah.
Explaining the unique lens that you have. And some people, actually, this is really interesting. There's something called like the halo effect. I think one of the issues that I keep hearing when I do podcasts and stuff is like, oh, what about niching? How do I niche? And like, not everyone's ready to make that decision right away. But the clearer it is that you can speak to something specific, the more people assume that you're capable of other things too.
Interesting. That's an interesting thought. Yeah, yeah.
So instead of being, you don't want to be generic and just be like, I will take your photos, check, which I don't know if your people are doing that, but tell me what you love about it. Tell me about the thing that's most important that you keep. Are you like the best at customer service? Are you, do you make it really, really easy? Do you make it really, really transparent? Like, whatever that angle is, tell me more about it, right? Did you start doing photography because, I don't know, maybe you had that old grandmother that was dying and you didn't get any photos with her. I don't know. Like, funny example.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's context and then there's direction. I'm a big fan of email marketing. I didn't get why it was so good till another marketer friend pointed it out so brilliantly. I actually tagged her in a post today on LinkedIn. She said, well, first off, any platform can kick you off tomorrow, but email, if you have their names, you can have them forever. which is great. That's and there's right. no algorithm necessarily to fight you. So that's something really good. But the direction piece is, what are you trying to get them to do? If somebody sees you on their Instagram and they're like, oh, that's so pretty, they can like it and they might stay there for a while, right? But if you want them to stick around, maybe give, we say what, give them a freebie, give them a lead magnet, give them some sort of gift to sign up to, for your emails. That way you can now own those relationships and take them off the platform. But now whoever does sign up for your emails, those are the most vetted people in your network.
That's right.
They're the most interested in what you have to do. So you know that you can be a little more clear in like what you're offering and the value that you bring there. And I think that's the big piece about direction, right? It's like, what do you want them to do next? Because if they look at your website, they never do anything again. Like I had two clients like that. One was a therapist, one was an insurance agency. And there were people going to their website, but if they weren't ready to buy right away, there's no way for you to maintain that relationship. And emails is a great way to do it. So direction and context.
Yeah, that's great. And context, I was thinking about that too. I mean, one thing that I've done personally for people listening, if they're like, how do I establish context? I talk about what I love, again, why I love story sessions. And I talk about, I like little details. I like taking my time, blah, blah, blah. I really enjoy candid stuff. But then when I talk about mini sessions, I emphasize all the time that I'm super, super fast. And I am. I'm really fast. I can get a ton of good photos in a very short period of time. And I've built that skill over years and years and years. But when parents that have little kiddos that are screaming their heads off read that in a social media post, they're like, yes, that's exactly, I want it to be easy and fast, you know? And so reminding people that this is what makes it awesome, I think is that context is a great point. I think that's really amazing.
Huge. And I'm sure you've learned that over the years because maybe you've interviewed your past clients or maybe they told you in their reviews what aspects they really, really like. Because what you think they like, and I'm saying this to myself too, like it might not be what we think we should be putting out there. It might be something different, right? Like one of my clients is like, I didn't know I needed a cheerleader. And I think more people need cheerleaders. And I'm like, hi, that's me. That's such a great thing to say.
Yeah.
So.
And paying attention to what your clients say in those little moments are gold. That's awesome content for your social stuff. I mean, I would say, I don't know, 2/3 of my mini sessions probably, and I could say this confidently, and I shoot a ton of mini sessions at the end of, and they're 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Every time people are like, that was amazing. That was perfect. We can't do more than that with these kids. You know, aww. I mean, it's just constant affirmation that the time is so important to parents. And I don't have kiddos, but I can imagine myself being like, yep, just short and sweet. Thank you. You know?
Yeah.
And then being able to use that because it's such a strong aspect of your business that keeps getting reiterated by your clients. I imagine like social would be, that would be a perfect social thing to talk about over and over and over.
Yes. Tell me about the tips you use. I mean, I'm not saying you have to answer this now, but like, educate people on the tips you use to make sure your kids stay quiet. Educate them on what you should do before showing up to a mini session. Educate them on all of that. I love that. And I'm like, wow, 15 minutes. Whew. Yeah. Cause like, that is a question I had before I was like looking at these mini sessions from one of these corporations. I was like, are they going to do it in time? What if I'm really bad at figuring out my body and stuff? But I'm like, well, that's what the professional is there for. Right. But that's a question that I would have loved answered. So
yeah,
huge, huge. Essentially it all boils down to this, like brain dump all your info, put that content out where your people are, where the eyeballs are, rinse, repeat over and over again. And over time, they're going to get to know you and your wonderfulness. And that's, I do a version of it. There's a YouTube series I put out. It's 25 minutes and it explains everything I teach every one of my clients and it's public. So anybody can watch it at any time. You don't even have to give me your email. So it explains the exact strategy I use with every client. And it's a fun time. I had some people very mind blown after they watch it. I'm like, yay, I love that I can impact a lot of people. It makes me feel good.
What is the URL for that? We will link in the show notes, but how can people find that 25 minutes? And while you're looking for it, I just want to clarify when you said brain dump your info, back to the beginning of this chat, we were talking about brain dumping things that other people ask about.
Huge.
Or areas you've had lack of clarity or anything like that in your business. It's like, what do you find yourself having to answer over and over and over and over or clarify over and over and over and over? Those are perfect places to start for awesome social media content because chances are a lot of people are wondering the same thing.
Exactly. And now you're taking it off their plate. Imagine now if you're not somebody who likes sales calls, like imagine now all of that conversation has already had for you. It's my favorite.
Yes. I love when people email me and they're like, I know exactly what I want because I found it and you explained it and this is what I want. And I'm like, perfect. Mm-hmm. That means I did my job.
It is having a conversation for you so you can save time. So it is nice. It is great. Which is why, like, I also, when people want to work with me, I say watch this video series first, because it's going to blow their minds. First off, they might even find their own way to do it themselves. And if they don't want to do it themselves, they know exactly how I'm going to help them. And there's no guessing, right?
Yeah.
You know, you take the guesswork out of what it's like to work with you. You take the risk out of what it's like to work with you. And
awesome.
Tell me if this is true. Like, the photographs themselves, that the result is nice and it's important, but like, you know, you could be like a mean photographer and have the best photos, and like, that will be an awful experience for someone, right? Like, is it about, if there's a lot more factors than just the photos looking fabulous. And if you're leaning on just the photos, I mean, unless you're like, you know, the super, the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
I imagine there's a lot more to it. I think, is there a lot of emphasis in your industry on just the photos, or do they realize that there's all these other pieces that are sellable?
I think when you're looking at a referral network, and I'm speaking for myself here because the majority of my clients are referral based or Google searches.
Ooh.
It's rare that social media is actually the thing that people find me on, but I've been blogging for 10 years. So, I mean, the Google makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And the referral, I think when it comes to stunning photography, everyone loves stunning photography, but photographers love following other photography accounts for great ideas when a photographer is really, really talented. I think when you're speaking about past clients and referral stuff, this sounds like I'm like, yeah, I'm so great. But one of the things when I get a new referral client is like, so-and-so spoke really highly of your vibe, or aww, how efficient you were, or how friendly you were, or how, you know, clear you communicated with everyone, how easy you made it. Like, none of that has anything to do with photos. One of the best examples of this is, and Audrey and I talk about this, but if you're a fairly friendly photographer and you're not on that other side of things, like where you're maybe grumpy or you don't want to be there, or maybe you shouldn't be doing photography. But if you're, most photographers are pretty social, nice people. And when I used to do weddings, and I've done many, many weddings for many years, like hundreds.
Wow.
One of the things that would happen sort of towards the end of the day is someone would come up to me and be like, you're doing a great job. And I would be like, thank you. You have not even seen the photos yet. But that speaks to something completely different, mm-hmm, you know, and I think that that's important, because that's what's going to get you referred to someone
else. It's the experience. Now, granted, I'm hoping that a lot of people listening to this have great photos, and they've already checked that box. Everything else, that's exactly what you said. It's huge.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, if someone does come up to you at an event, right, what is your process of capturing that person? The easiest thing that I do, at least for my networking, right, if I was in a networking event 5 years ago and I thought somebody was interesting, I send them a LinkedIn invite immediately, because now that person, yeah, I met once 5 years ago still sees my content on my LinkedIn today.
Yeah, I ask people, I have a business card, or do you want me to pull up my Instagram for you?
Right? That. So the business, so this is something interesting. Somebody educated me on this. They're like, if you hand someone else the business card, you're putting the work on them. And a lot of times people throw them away. They don't do anything about it. My business cards are cool. So I'm like, yeah, there's a photograph. I'm like, yeah, they're weird and different. And I love it. But if you can get them to like your page immediately, hey, I'll find me on your phone, like you kind of said,
yeah,
that gets them to basically sign up for your marketing in a way that doesn't feel like they're signing up for their marketing, because they're not going to see, yep, you forever, maybe forever, till they unfollow you. But that's how they can get to know you, right? You're not going to like spend 3 hours on the phone with them, but they could spend 3 hours watching your content from the last 2 years and realize you are the bee's knees.
Yeah.
And you're going to blow their mind. And I think that's what you got to remember too, is that like, and that's what happens. Like, people sign up for my email list. I don't hear from them for like a year, and then they pop up, like you said earlier. They say, oh yeah, I've been watching you for a while. And that's the relationship that you get to cultivate automatically. And it's fabulous.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we touched on that. Well, before we wrap up, I always like to ask folks at the end of an interview, what is one piece of advice, or it could be a quote you turn to, or it could be just another tip. What is something that you want to leave people with before we sign off?
Oof. Okay. I'm going to say two things. So I had an intern this semester who happened to do photography, but she was in the mindset of, it's really hard to make a business out of photography. So she needed to find something else to do. And so she was learning how to do social media for campuses. And she applied for a job at another university doing very similar work that she did on her on-campus internship. And it was like, you know, like talk about the students and like, you know, promote the campus, whatever. And one of the reasons she got the job was because she included photography on her application or whatever. Now, granted, the university might think, oh, we don't have to hire a separate photographer. We can pay her the hourly rate that we charge and not have to pay extra for photography. Good deal for them. But for her, it was what got her her first job with ease right after, before even graduating, right? She's not starting till January, and she's already got the gig for like a month. So she's been set. So I would say it's appreciating the multiple skills that kind of align together. Because yeah, you can do social media and grab a cell phone and take a photo, but if you have that eye for photography and you can show up to events with a professional camera and they don't have to do more work, like there's a value in having a range of skills. And the more you can talk about the other aspects that you love, the better. And maybe it's the pre-interview about what you want with the phone. Maybe you love that, right? Whatever that thing is, mm-hmm. highlight that. If it's a unique, obscure skill, because if you're also really good at Photoshop with like making animations and while combining it with photo, like that's super specific. Like I wish I could give you better examples, but combine your skills together. The second thing I would say, I keep thinking like I'm talking to like, I sometimes do workshops for like young women to empower them, but like about how to talk about themselves, but try everything in the world, because it sounds like you've been in the gamut of photography stuff. Experiment with stuff, because it's where you're going to learn what you love and what you want to do more of. So that's the other thing I was going to say, but give people a taste of who you are, so that they know what you're like, even if they've never met you before. That's the magic of the internet.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. I mean, giving someone a taste of who you are doesn't just mean showing them how good your photos are. There are so many other things that go into yes. being a good photographer.
People seem to love the buzzword authenticity around what I do. And I was like, oh, authentic sounds kind of cheesy. But like people say, oh, Shiley, you make it feel authentic to me, right? Make it work for you. You don't have to look like every other photographer on the internet. Work in the way that you like and work in the mediums that you like. If you like videos, great.
Yeah.
Photos, probably do love photos. If you like words, use words.
Yeah.
Write them down. Mess with Canva or Photoshop or whatever, Premiere or whatever you guys are using these days.
Yeah, there's no one way.
Yeah, find the you way.
There's no one way. No, I think both of those tips are awesome. I mean, it's such a great way to wrap this up, but I would like folks to be able to find you. There are links in the bio, but if someone's just like not tech savvy to find those, like how can people find you?
YourSocialMediaSherpa.com. There is a resource bucket that has an extreme amount of things that you can do without talking to me on the phone. Like, you don't have to even talk to me to realize I'm good at what I do, including this video series to be empowered in 25 minutes to count on where your next client is coming from. It's lovely. It's on YouTube. And there's also a course version if people are like, oh, I want to take it as a course. It's all public. Anybody can do it. It's on there. And then there's also my favorite LinkedIn profile collection that has a lot of good examples. There's tons of videos on YouTube. Highly recommend. And then there's also getting on my emails every week. It's super easy social media tips. Like my first photographer client was in his 60s, right? And he was like, Shiley, I don't know how to do all of this stuff. And I'm like, but you understand business. If we can bridge those worlds together, everything is possible. So if you want easy tips, you can see me pop up every other week. So again, yoursocialmediasherpa.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Shiley. It was great to hear your perspective. And I think a lot of this stuff is going to help a lot of people just reevaluate how they're using social media.
100%.
So thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for being an educating voice to this population. Can I leave on one of my favorite social media quotes that someone else wrote?
Yes.
Social media is about the people, not about your business. Provide for the people and the people will provide for you.
Oh, that's nice. That is really nice to keep in mind. I like that.
Yes, it's beautiful. I wish I wrote it. It like feels so me.
Ah. Well, thank you again.
Mwah.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.